Blog Talk Radio.
I got you looking. I caught you looking. All eyes on me like I'm an incomplete pyramid. Cause my swag is on top. Yeah, I know y'all noticed it. So far from limited. Platinum without a hit. My triple nap ride, that whole Benz flip. Acting like you on my team, when you the lion shit. Your fake game is weak, hater you need to quit. I work hard for what I got, and so deserving it. The best is in my future, now that's a perfect fit. My swag ballin', rhyme swooshin', like a chef. My verse is cookin', when I thrust, the bed shookin'. It's my fault, now she hookin'. Her snatch is wet, while she tookin'. Stuck on stoop, like she from Brooklyn. I'm the best, y'all still rookin'. Call my agent, for the bookin'.
Yeah. I'm Matt Frankel, a.k.a. Big Stack. I relaxed your mind and let your body reach climax. And even you too says I got J-Lo wet. Don't you know that this is a fucking set? MSFP. Does that pussy ride? It's like medicine to make you feel alright. This beat like Hot Fire Part 2. It's Primo and the MSFP crew. And all the chicks they wanna screw. Hit me and skip the tune. So now girl, you know what to do. So now girl, you know what to do.
Ooh yeah, hey. It's to the beat up on this track. You be up in the club, shaking that fat ass. You know what they want, to smack that ass. Don't give it to them, I'll bounce right back. I'll give you less experience, you never go past the VIP section. Baby, wait in the back, I'll make it come so hot. You like, ooh yeah, dance skipper, you real bad. Dance skipper, you real bad.
What up, y'all? It's Matt Big Stats Franklin. You're listening to the station that's got him looking. That's right. You tuned in to Big Stats Idle Hour. We have a very special show for you today. We have Break Bread, who's going to be joining us in a bit. And speaking of Got Him Looking, that was our theme song, Got Him Looking, by my group, the MSFP Crew, who's going to be taking over Monday's show to reveal where you can buy their new EP, their new self-titled EP, MSFP Crew. Yep, my group, MSFP Crew, is fully taking over all MSFP crew music. Me and Skippa talking one-on-one. She's going to ask me questions. I'm going to ask her questions. There's going to be a shitload of MSFP crew music. You don't want to miss that. So make sure you check that out. We're going to get Break Bread on the show in a minute. Remember, you can always follow us on Twitter. This is all in caps, by the way. Stats Radio, that's right. Big Stats Radio, you can follow us on Twitter. Look us up on Facebook and like us, Big Stats Idle Hour. Check out our website, BigStatsIdleHour.com. If you're an independent artist, you might just want to look at our services because we got all sorts of stuff going on service-wise. And we're not just this internet radio station. We're also a radio marketing firm. And there's going to be some exciting stuff, I got to tell you, on that end later on in the year, towards the end of the year. Also, and we'll talk about that, end of the year, beginning of next year. But we're going to have an amazing show. We're going to play one of these songs that's on this upcoming compilation album. You've already heard our version of God I'm Looking, our song that we do as the theme song. So right now I'm going to have you guys listen to The Orgy. And we're going to have that plan for you in a second. So just hang on tight. Correction, I think we have some callers in. We have both a caller from the 732 and from the 804. Let's first go to this caller from the 804. Come in, caller.
Yeah, this is actually Blake Bray calling from Richmond, Virginia.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. And yourself?
I'm doing good. I think we have another caller on as well. I'm not sure if they're calling to ask you a question or support you, but we also have a caller on the air from the 732. Come in, caller.
Hey, everybody. This is Evan here. Just calling to support Break Bread.
What's up, Evan, my main man?
How you doing, man?
Doing good, doing great.
All right. I got a quick question. Growing up, what type of music did you listen to? Like, what inspired you to kind of be an artist?
That's a crazy question because my family has a long history of being musicians, and most of it was gospel at the time. And I grew up from a gospel background, and, you know, going from there, everybody in my family could do three things. They could either sing, they could either rap, or they could play an instrument. So I came from a long host of family that could actually do all those things. So I kind of like took a combination, actually sung in a church choir for up to 12 years. And then it started from being in an R&B group, and then it went into rap. So it was kind of like, as far as music, I'm all across the board. I even listen to classical and country at times. So it's like nothing off limit.
So tell us about, you were mentioning the R&B. Tell us a little bit about this R&B group that you were in.
Well, it was actually several groups I was in. It was one, the main one was called a group, it went by the name of Devious. It was like D-V-U-S. And it went through, it was composed of me, my friend Brian Goodman, and a guy named Trey. And we did, like, local talent shows at Huguenot High School and, you know, regular clubs around the city of Richmond, and did some stuff in D.C. After that, you know, the group was doing well, but we didn't actually take it any further. Everybody decided they wanted to do their own separate projects. So we just split up from there, and the other two, they still sing, and one is actually a producer now, so.
And, Evan, you still on the air? Do you have another question for Break Bread? I think it's just us. Okay. All right. So let's go back in time a bit. That first moment that you wrote your first song, what inspired those moments?
I would say life in general. Growing up, it was like, for me, I mean, it's kind of like the same story you hear all hip-hop artists say, but it was actually a little bit more, I would say, real for me as far as my material, because, like, everything I wrote about was actually, like, real-life experiences. You know, everything from being kicked out at 16 to, you know, sleeping on a bus stop, you know, and trying to find, you know, a place to stay or lay my head, or surviving off of 25-cent cakes and, you know, just to feed myself for the day. So it was, like, really rough for me, you know, growing up, you know, and not having a lot of support. I was adopted by, like, my earning them, and they did a good job, I would say, for a while. And, you know, I guess after a while, me not being theirs, you know, that's where the love kind of shipped off and, you know, got kicked to the curb, sort of, to speak. So, you know, everything I write comes from the heart.
Right.
So I'm, like, very personal when it comes to my music, you know, so, and I can relate to a lot of people and what they go through, because, you know, I've seen, like, some of the illest situations to, you know, the saddest situations, and, you know, some good situations, but a lot of it has been, you know, mostly dangerous and dark, and being in a lonely and isolated place and how to survive type of stuff. So, you know, that's where my music come from. That's actually why I named my first mixtape The Bitterness, because it was a combination of my life experiences and the feelings I had about it.
So do you have a current album or mixtape that's out in the public right now?
Yeah, The Bitterness is actually out in the public. Right now, it's actually on iTunes, it's on Spotify, it's on every online store, it's on Amazon, it's every basically online store you can pretty much imagine is on right now. Actually, I have the address to where is that on iTunes. That's iTunes.apple.com/US/album/TheBitterness/ID40754034. So it's on iTunes, and it's a very personal mixtape that I wrote. And, you know, you'll learn a whole lot about me from just listening to that one particular mixtape.
All right. So, what, I mean, you say that you'll learn a lot. What sort of emotions, various emotions, were you going through at various stages of the mixtape?
It's sort of a range between love, love, despair, confusion, and also being angry, you know. So all those emotions, it was kind of like a kettle, boiling kettle of emotions when I was writing. You know, some of the songs I wrote, you know, will make you think and cry, and a lot of the songs I've let people hear, and they can relate to it right from the bat. It's a very, like I say, personal album, and I think it'll be good, like, for a person who likes to reflect on things. It's one of those albums, like a reflection album. It has something to do with everyday life. It's not just a fantasy album about, hey, I'm getting money like everybody's talking about. This is like a working man's album. It's like about what I'm going through now, like a family situation type album. If you, you know, going through not being able to pay your light bill, you can relate to that album. If you can't feed, you know, your family and you're wondering how your next meal coming from, you can relate to your album. If you going through court and have a child support issue, you can relate to that album. So there's a whole lot going on with that album.
Mhm. All right, so let's talk about social networking. Where can people find you if they want to try to get a hold of you? MySpace, Reverb Nation, Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr, Instagram, all of them. What do you?
The best place to, like, the site I'm on the most is my Reverb Nation page. That's www.reverbnation.com/breakbread. And I'm usually on there reading comments, you know, messages from people. I'm also on Facebook. You can look me up on Facebook. You can type in Break Bread on Facebook and it'll come up. Also, I'm on Twitter, /breakbread. And another thing is you can actually Google the name Break Bread and you'll see a lot of press articles or, you know, song mentionings or, you know, just a bunch of websites to pop up. So if you wanted to find out anything about me, it's best to Google and my name will come up everywhere. And it's spelled B-R-E-K-B-R-E-D.
You mentioned also that you had, like, a lot of press stuff that if they Google you. And I know you mentioned also that you were in various talent competitions and stuff like that.
Right.
Is there any moment that in any of these press articles that there's something, a moment that you hold dear to your heart that seems sacred?
Just to be a local artist at this point and coming up in the game, just to be mentioned out of the blue by, you know, these companies that, you know, didn't even contact me but, you know, ran across my music and felt it so much they wanted to do a spread on me, that I held dear to my heart, you know, in the first place, because it was kind of like amazing. I'm, you know, just Googling my own name and I see this article in, from MI2N and they put a spread on me and it was from the top 40 charts on New York. And I was like, wow, for a local artist to hit the top 40 charts in New York, that's kind of big, you know. So that was very much heartfelt.
All right. Do you have any music videos that are out on YouTube?
Not yet. I'm actually, I just have like a spread on YouTube. It's just a bunch of pictures and with three songs off the Bitterness mixtape. It's three songs off of that on YouTube. If you was to type in Break Bread, it'll come up. And it's the Bitterness mixtape, and it actually has almost close to 300,000 views at this point.
Nice.
A lot of good response from it. So.
I definitely advise our listeners go and look that up. Definitely support this great artist. You rap, but you also have done R&B.
Right.
Which Which one came first, and where do you feel your comfort zone is?
I would say starting out in the gospel choir, I would naturally have to say the R&B was first, because most of my family members can sing, but I'm mostly comfortable with rap. But I always said that once I got to the major market, I was going to experiment with the singing as well as my hip-hop, because I see myself, you know, kind of like how Drake came out. He was rapping at first, and now he transitioned into the singing. Well, it's basically the same thing I can do. I just haven't been playing with my singing. I've been mostly focused on the hip-hop aspect.
All right. Having myself being seen on a top-rated reality competition show, I'm often put on the spot by people to rap or sing. Can you give us a little sample of your rapping and your singing for us?
Okay. Which one would you like to hear first?
Let's go with the singing, and tell me when you're ready to just let me know when you're ready to switch for the rapping.
Okay, I just do a little something for singing right now. Since I started with gospel, I'll go with that. All right, here we go. Give us this day our daily bread. You said you would supply all my needs, and according to your riches, I have but tax, and I should I just stopped right there. I ain't wanted to go to the high notes at this point, because I got a lot of people outside right now, but that's part of my singing. And as far as the rap thing, I can throw something in there. As far as daily surrounded by living hell, dark visions of seeing jail, caught in the street light with no way to excel, spit the knowledge taught to me by everyday prophets. It's hard to make a dollar without having to rob shit. Regardless, when I die, I have come up with God's shit. I'm living in hell now with no intent to regard shit. No more poverty, no more making rich the heartless. Why the poor get spit it on for the sake of your harshness? You risking. These rich niggas ain't giving a fuck. And if I was the president, then I blew myself up for some sick shit. 400 damn years of hatred kept my people in bunch for the sake of slave shit. Then you let us go, hoping that our minds won't grow. You flooded that's from marijuana, lousy jobs and hoes. Didn't see the light, solution to problems was gunfight. My people need to react and start living right.
All right. Now that rap that you did was that's something that that's off your mixtape, or is that a freestyle?
That was actually a freestyle.
Nice. And you said that you read your comments on Reverb Nation. If a fan were to when fans message you on other social networking sites, such as Facebook or Twitter, do you read those as well and respond to those?
Yeah, everyone I come across, if it's something like personal, if they ask me a direct question, I try to respond to them as soon as possible. I'm usually online every day, you know, just checking out things, checking out other artists and, you know, these labels, and just seeing, you know, what's the next move I can make. Kind of glad I was introduced to Evan. He's been great so far, and I'm happy to have him in my corner. So I can also say that.
Definitely. All right, so how did you first wind up? You were mentioning Evan being in your corner, helping you out. How did you first link up with Evan?
Well, he came through an email. Actually, it was an email. I'm not sure was it at my Yahoo account, but I'm really thinking it was through Facebook where I hooked up with him and just started with a casual conversation and told me a little bit about what he did, and it went from there.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's awesome. And I have two similar questions.
Okay.
All right. The first question that I'm going to ask you for you to answer is, who in the hip-hop community that's out there in the game do you consider your biggest inspirations?
As far as inspiration goes, to be honest, I try not to listen to too many hip-hop artists because I don't want to get lost in the transition of sounding the same as them or, you know, even repeating the same lyrics as them. So I try to, like, be close to that. But the music I have listened to, I can say I'm a big, big fan of Andre 3000. And I think he has a lot to say, and I connect with his stuff a lot, you know, as far as his flow and also being from the South and, you know, how smooth and also, you know, cunning and sly he can be with his lyrics. I'm kind of like the same way. So he's definitely one, Mos Def, Talib Kweli, as far as the new cats, I would say, as far as the new cats, I would say I like Future some, and I also like J. Cole and J. Electronica also.
Mm-hmm.
J. Electronica, I don't think he's getting enough respect as he needs. The guy's very talented.
All right. Now, the next question. Very similar, but again, but at the same time, very different. Who, outside of the realm of hip-hop, inspires you as an artist? I'm a firm believer that true artists draw inspiration from many legendary artists that might not even be in their own genre.
Right, right. That's correct.
So,
and
who would yours be?
Given on that note, I want, you know, some of the usual. I would like to say Michael Jackson. You know, of course, Bob Marley. Who else? Like older rap guys I used to listen to was like Shabba Ranks and what's the guy name? Can't think of his name right now. But Big Daddy Kane, LL Cool J, of course. You know, Run DMC. As far as rock and roll, I used to listen to some Guns N' Roses and what was it, Acid, and it was another Jamiroquai. I used to listen to them. I like classical music as well. I even listen to some Kenny Chesney every now and then. Amy Grant, It's a few, you know, I check out. It's just not one genre of music I listen to, because I think, like you said, all of them have something to offer. And if you're a true artist, you would know how to, you know, blend all of it together. And I feel like all of it can be fit together in some sort to make a hit.
All right. A few weeks ago, we randomly selected, because we like to do various promotions and segments, just like all the other stations that are out there.
Right.
So we selected an artist who at random who would come in for a bonus interview, where in the bonus interview they got their entire mixtape played on air. I don't do this promotion often, but I like to do it again and offer that same invitation to you.
That's what's up. I appreciate that. Definitely accept it. And definitely
right,
accept
so,
it. Appreciate it.
I want to also have you come back on. We'll talk a bit more, but I want you to also come back around the same time on Tuesday.
Tuesday? Okay. It'll be fun. And I have a question. Where are you actually located at?
We do our shows out in Hollywood, California.
Wow, okay. Okay, that's a place I always wanted to visit, was California.
But, I mean, we are an uncensored radio station that plays all types of music.
Okay. And I also, if I'm not wrong, heard you say that you were nationally televised at one point?
Correct.
Okay. Can you tell me what show was that you were on?
Sure. I was featured lightly on American Idol.
Wow. Okay, that's great. That's fantastic. And how did you do?
American Idol, in artistry, I'm a hip-hop artist. I'm actually planning to go there with a petition, because I think the age restriction and the genre restriction is just ridiculous.
Right.
So, but I auditioned to be a hip-hop artist, and I mean, it opened a bunch of doors for me. I don't regret going on there.
Mm-hmm.
But they shot a bunch of footage for me all on one day, and then spread out the footage amongst the three episodes.
Oh, okay. So that opened up like some gateways for you then.
Yep.
That's interesting. It's first time I ever talked to a contestant that was actually on that show. But I do know, like, the competition is very serious on there, and it's, from what I heard, like, it's a lot of people just be waiting there to sign up when it does come, so.
Yeah, I can tell you what you see on TV as far as, like, the big cattle lines of people. Yep, I was
wow.
in it.
Yeah, I can imagine. It was thousands of thousands.
There's some interesting behind the scenes stuff about it too, but
God, imagine
I was at an X Factor taping the other day, and someone was asking me about Ryan Seacrest, and I'm like, well, I'll tell you this. For that dude sure likes the cake on the makeup in between shoots.
You gotta stay looking right, huh?
I swear to you, that guy is 5 pounds heavier just because of the makeup.
Wow. That's a lot of makeup.
But on the bright side, I got to rap in front of Jennifer Lopez, and she looked just as hot in person.
What?
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, that's crazy. That had to be an experience in itself.
Yeah.
And was she excited by what you, performed? Or?
They both. The actual artists that were on the panel seemed so more interested than Randy Jackson was. And then Randy Jackson just tend to try to steal the show in that room, and then made a 15 and went off for 15 minutes about me producing music, and it started this whole thing that even span off to a segment that I do on the air sometimes, We Be Beefin', because I went and said We Be Beefin', and what it was about, my beef with Randy Jackson, what that's about is how the hell are you going to judge someone on what you haven't heard? Judge by the talent and not on me being a music producer. Honestly, I don't know why, but I think the guy was just feeling threatened.
Yeah. It sounds like he was a little intimidated if he had to go on a 15-minute rant. Yeah, of course. I don't see why he would be threatened, though, from an artist, trying to make.
I don't know either, because until that day, there was a track that he did for his compilation album that he got Paul Abdul to collaborate on, who back in the day, did all that straight up and was really, did a lot of progressive, like R&B pop. And, even J. Cole sampled some Paula Abdul, So she's pretty much icon status for the most part.
Yeah.
And I was feeling that track that they did, that Dance Like There's No Tomorrow. I never got a chance to tell him that because he went off all like that. So why am I going to try to boost his ego if...
Right. If he's not trying to share the same love. I understand that. That's crazy, but he does seem like the type of character that, doesn't have many positive things to say. So I don't know the guy personally, but from what I see, it looks that way.
A part of me feels sorry for him because I know that I auditioned season 10. Season 9 was the last Simon Cowell season, so I know that there must have been producers whispering an earpiece in his ear, be a little more like Simon. You're the one who's been here the longest at this judging panel. And the thing is, when Simon went off on a contestant, you accept people accepted Simon Cowell going off on a contestant because he had the charm and charisma to pull it off. When Randy tries to do the same thing, he just comes off like a douche.
Yeah, standoffish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even Simon, you know, even though he irritates me, you know, the way he puts people down sometimes, but sometimes it does come off a little comical as well.
Right, and at the end of the day, you know, what he says, it comes off comical. He still manages to say what he needs to say. If you notice, 9 out of 10 times when he's critiquing someone, he's critiquing them on the performance that they gave, and you know it comes. You know he has a weird way of doing of showing it, but it comes from a place of tough love almost.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I met the guy. I went to an X Factor taping and got into a conversation with him. He's a real cool guy.
I would believe so. You know, I mean, like, you know, business is business, but, you know, you can't judge a person off of what you see on TV. You know, so.
Right. And I think that's a good moral for us to end this show with today. So I'll talk to you more on Tuesday.
Okay.
And to our listeners, make sure to also check out our parent website, msfpinc.com. That's msfpinc.com, where you can find out and listen to past and present episodes of Big Stats Idol Hour. Listen to music by my group, the MSFP crew, music that I've produced, see our merchandise store, find out about the label, the MSFP label and studio, and then on the actual homepage, and this is something that I hold near and dear to my heart, I'm trying to start a foundation called the Big Stats Cares Foundation. We benefit special needs children through music education. So if you can go to that page, reach in with your heart, and donate whatever you want. There's no minimum on a donation. Just donate with your heart. You could change the world. All right. We're going to wrap up for today. And we got some amazing shows coming up tomorrow and next week. So make sure to check us next time right here on Big Stats Idol Hour. Peace. And I'll see you on, and we'll hear more from you on Tuesday.
Okay. Thanks a lot. And thanks to all the listeners out there as well.
All right.